Today's mitzvah is mitzvah tzadikei, mitzvah number 95, the first of three mitzvos in Parshas Truma, the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash, Binyan Beis HaChira. This is a huge one. We'll fit in as much as we can. Just reading the Sefer HaChinuch is going to take us most of the time, but we'll touch on it a couple of other items as well. The Aron part of the mitzvah we will not do today. Tomorrow's mitzvah, Be'ez Hashem, is the Isra of taking the Badim out of the Aron, so along with that, we will do elements of the Aron. But today we'll focus on the general mitzvah, Beis HaBechira. Says the Chinuch, Mitzvah Binyan Beis HaBechira. This is a Yesodus Dika Chinuch for all Sefer and Tamei HaMitzvahs. What's the purpose? Liv knows Bayis L'Shem Hashem. The mitzvah is to build a Beis HaMikdash for Hashem. A couple of reasons. Number one, Klomer, Shenihi Yem HaKrivim Sham Karbonoseinu Elov. Number one, so that we have a place to give Karbonos. That is number one reason given. Number two, Visham Tia Ha'aliyah L'Regel, V'kibbutz Kol Yisrael B'chol Shana. And it's a place where we can be Ola Regel as a nation together, get together. Shenamar Vasuli Mikdash, related to the other mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. That is number two. If you look in the Rambam in Asei Chaf, he quotes a third idea. Shetzivanu Livno is Beis Avoda. That's what he calls it. Interesting. Beis Avoda. Bo Yeh HaHakragva V'Havaras Ha'esh Tamid. It's a place to have a burning fire constantly, which is another mitzvah asay. And he also adds aliyah l'regel. But it's a place for the Jews to get together. It's a place for karbanos. It's a place to have the fire. Back to the chinuch. Shenemar v'asuli mikdash. V'zoz ha-mitzvah kolelas ima ha-kelim atzrichim be-beis kel ha-avoda. This is following the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam holds that there's one mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash, and that mitzvah includes all of the kelim. The Shulchan, and the Menorah, and the Aron, and the all different aspects. All different Mizbeach HaZahav, and the Krushim, and everything is included in this one mitzvah. Says the Rambam, which the Chinuch is quoting from, back in Mitzvah Chaf. Kfar Bi'anu, Shezeh HaKlal Kol HaChalakim, V'Sham Menorah, V'HaShulchan, V'HaMizbeach, V'Zulasam, Kulam Hei Mechalkei HaMikdash, V'HaKol Yikarei Mikdash. It's all Mikdash. All the Kelim, everything you build. V'Kfar Yichad HaTzivui, B'Kol Chelek V'Chelek. And this tzivui is miyuchad in every chelek. This is the shita of the chinuch and of the rabbim. Kagon, back to the chinuch. Menorah shulchan is be'ach v'chol shara kelim kulam. You know what? Let's now skip for a minute to the minchas chinuch in Os Ches. Minchas chinuch is on Os Ches, turning over the page. He quotes there Nira, line 3 of that safe of minchas chinuch. Nira midvarav. Daha menorah v'chol ha-kelim heim dini ha-mitzvah shal atzias mikdash. It appears from the chinuch, which is pretty clear, it doesn't just appear, he says it, that all the kelim are part of this mitzvah. Uberambam kan, einim bevor b'lashon hazeh, rak mitzvah sase lasos bayis, achrei chen kasav dinim ha-osam kelim, aval ein zed dini ha-mitzvah shal mitzvah zezu. The Rambam in Mishnah Torah doesn't explicitly state that the kelim are included. He does in Sefer HaMitzvahs. But the Minchas Chinuch, fascinatingly, says later on, I don't have a Sefer HaMitzvahs with me, so I can't check what the Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvahs. But in Mishnah Torah, it's not clear that the Kelim are part of the mitzvah. So we have a Sefer HaMitzvahs, so we know the Rambam includes it. But in the Mishnah Torah, he just says, it's a mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash, and it's a mitzvah to make all the Kelim. But it's not clear that the mitzvah of the Kelim are included. What other mitzvah might it be included in? As follows. The Afshar, says the Minchas Chinuch, Da'asiyas HaMenorah Himidini HaMitzvah Shal HaLakas Neris. There's a separate mitzvah to light the menorah. So maybe part of that mitzvah is to build the menorah. Ta'adloka tia al Torah kach v'kach b'menorah. Lighting the menorah assumes that you're going to build the menorah. According to the Chinuch Beferish, and according to the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, no, the building of the menorah, the building of the Shulchan, all of that is included in Binyan Beis HaMikdash. The lighting and the avodas are separate, but the Minchas Chinuch says, if you wouldn't have that beferish, I would have said that the building of menorah is included in the mitzvah of menorah. V'chein ha-shulchan, hu midini ha-mitzvah shal arichas lechem ha-panim. V'kiyor, midini ha-mitzvah shal arichas yedayim v'raglayim. The kiyor, which we'll learn about in Parshas Kisisa, the mitzvah of the Kohanim washing their hands and their feet, included in that mitzvah. U'bavadai ha-kelem alolu ein ma'akvin. But skip a couple of lines. Hasvara no senes the hakelim halalu lav midine mitzvah asiyas mikdashim. I think says the Minchas Chinuch that it makes sense, not like the Chinuch says, and that is these mitzvahs are included in the avodas of each of the respective kelim, but not in this general mitzvah. Rakamosha kasavnu, and then he says ukimedumeli. See where I am now, 6 lines from the bottom. Shekfar his orer bozeh ha-Ramban be-Sefer HaMitzvahs. I think the Ramban talks about this in Sefer HaMitzvahs. We'll talk about that Ramban tomorrow. Bez Hashem. Ve'inotachas yadikeis. But I don't have one now, so I can't look it up. amazing. The Minchas Chinuch didn't have a Sefer Mitzvahs. He had a Mishnah Torah, but he didn't have Sefer Mitzvahs. The Ramban there has a different sheet. It doesn't say all the Kalim. We'll mention what he says in a second. Dvinei Kalim Halalo Eimakvin Bavoda the Chulu. But then he says at the end, last line, the Efshar. Even if you want to say that all the kelim are included in their primary avodos, the mizbeach hachitzon shehu ikur, the kol akarbanos makrivim alav imkain beloze en akari beis hamikdash ki ikur hamikdash lag of karbanos. Maybe building a mizbeach is included in binyan beis habchira. Even though I think logically, says the Menachas Chinuch, that all the other kelim are not part of mikdash, you could have a beis hamikdash without those kelim. You can't have a mikdash without the mizbeach. The mizbeach is the ikar part of what you do there, makrav karbanos. So therefore, I'll agree that mizbeach is included in mikdash, but the other ones are not. Avol menoro mizbeach apnimi vechadome to kolachar meyakelim alol yishlam avodim yuchedes efshar sheimakev lo avodazu v'yalkein eino maakev a mitzvah kein nira. Fine. So the sheet of the Chinuch and the sheet of the Rambam, because the Rambam is sefer mitzvahs. All kelim are included in this mitzvah. The Minchas Chinuch thinks that all kelim except mizbeach. Who is that? He doesn't quote it, but that's the sheet of the Ravid. Where's the Ravid? If you look in the beginning of Mishnah Torah, there's what's called the Minyan HaKatzar. Besides the Minyan HaMitzvahs that we have in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, right before Mishnah Torah, the Rambam has a one-liner for every mitzvah. Al Beis Gimel, right in the beginning of Manda, it's printed. So Mitzvah Chaf there, the Rambam has the one line, Livnos Beis HaBchira. So over there we have Hasagas HaRavid. We don't have a Hasagas HaRavid on the Sefer HaMitzvahs. He's not going to argue there. But here he's going to argue. We have a Hasagas HaRavid on Mitzvah Chaf. Livnos Beis HaBechira, says the Rambam, V'lama hiniach livnos mizbeach avanim shlemus. Hey, where's the Mitzvah of Mizbeach? Building a Mizbeach should be separate. The Ravid therefore holds all kelim are included in Mikdash, that's fine. Mizbeach has to have its own. The Kesef Mishnah says, I don't understand. The Kesef Mishnah right there on the Minyan HaKatzar. Segev says, no, it's included, just like all the other mitzvahs, all the other kelim. What's the problem? So what's the Bir HaDavar? According to the Ravid, there seems to be something different about Binyan Mizbeach than all the rest of the Kalim. Rav Shechter talks about this in his Sefer Ginas Egos on page Reish Dalin and Reish Hay. That is clear from the Ravid. That, but Ogeel HaKarbanos HaYenire, Da'afilu Deleka Mizbeach, Mikol Makom, Yishchiv HaKrovas Kol HaKarbanos, Elo Shebeli Mizbeach, Yilef Shalon HaLakrivam, Aval Ein HaKrovas Karbanos Nachshavis Kakiyim Mizpasos HaMizbeach. He talks about how the Mizbeach is different than all the other Kalim, and therefore the Ravid counts it separately. So the Rambam and the Chinuch count it all together. The Ravid has it separately building the Mizbeach, plus everything else. That's what the Minchas Chinuch likes. The Ramban, which we'll see tomorrow, counts building the Aron separately, as we will see. Building the Aron, the Ramban says, should be a separate mitzvah. That's the Ramban, which we'll get to in Mitzvah Lamed Gimel. And then there's a fourth shita of Rav Sad Yagon. Rav Sad Yagon seems to count all the kelim as separate mitzvahs. Rav Asher Weiss, the Minchas Asher, which we'll talk more about tomorrow as well, in Parshas Truman, his first piece, he summarizes these four shitas: the Rambam, the Ramban, the Ravid, and Rav Sad Yagon. Those are the four shitas in terms of how many mitzvahs you count for the building the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, back to the Chinuch. Here we go. Misharshi Mitzvazu. What's the shortage behind this mitzvah? So he has two paragraphs where he says, I'm very scared to say a reason for this mitzvah. For any mitzvah, but a reason specifically for this one, I'm scared. So he gives two paragraphs of introduction, and then he has like five paragraphs of a reason. You'll see at the end of my words. I'm worried to come close to the Mishkan Hashem. He's talking in metaphors, quoting psukim every line. I know whoever comes close to the Mikdash. Right, he's giving a metaphor. He's not really coming close to the Mikdash. He's explaining the reason for the Beis HaMikdash. But whoever comes close, im lois kadesh lamadai lo yira habayis v'choy, you can't live. V'gam ha-kohanim anigashim al Hashem, even the kohanim la'avodi is kadashu b'vomu al Hashem l'fanai, even the kohanim couldn't go up on Har Sinai. And skip a couple of lines. Amarti gamani agid etasi, I'll do my best, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help me. In the next paragraph as well, he says, we all know, famous Chazal, that there are 70 faces of the Torah, Elu ve'elu, v'chol achas mehan sharashim gdolim rabim, and every reason has a lot of roots, uv'chol sharash v'sharash anafim, and every root has many branches. There are many, many ways of understanding Torah, and there are many fruits. Skip a couple of lines to the middle, v'yim kol ze in l'rapos yideho esek bo. But still, those who are osek in it should not feel weak, that they're not accomplishing anything. There's so much. A little bit of what? It's all sweet. You're all going to have sweet fruit. Doesn't matter, we just got to do our best. Well, there is some fruit that we'll never be able to eat from. Mipriei Sagan. We'll never be able to eat. We won't understand everything, but you know what? We'll do our best as much as we could do. So with that introduction, he says, let me try to explain what I think is behind the mitzvah of building a Beis HaMikdash. Because after all, Hashem needs a house. That's the big kasha. We'll build like a house for Hashem. Hashem can't fit in the house. Hashem doesn't have a body. So what do you mean there's a mitzvah to build a house for God? V'asu li mikdash. Build me a mikdash. So the chinuch says something that he says many times over. The most famous phrase in all the chinuch. Dabini. Ki kol asher yagi eizel Hashem yisbarach basos b'nei adam kol mitzvosav. Everything that comes to Hashem by people doing his mitzvahs. Einenu rak shachafetz Hashem yisbarach lehitiv lanu. It's all because Hashem wants to be good to us. That's the only reason he gave mitzvahs. Ubiyos ha'adam. I'm on the top of the next page. Ubiyos ha'adam mukshar umuchan ba'asiyas osama mitzvahs. When a person does all the mitzvahs, he makes himself ready. L'kabel ha'tova az yetiv olav Hashem. When a person is ready, then Hashem will be good to him. We have to make ourselves a clay kibbol for Hashem's mitzvahs. Al kein odiyim derech ha'tov li'osam tovim. So Hashem does us a favor. Do these mitzvahs, that will make me happy. And then I'll give you tov. Nimsa shekala makayim mitzvosav hishlim chefso basher hu royaz lekabel tovaso. Whoever fills the mitzvahs is makayim mischeifetz. V'kol she'eno mechin atzmo lekach raso rabo. Whoever doesn't prepare himself, then it's just he's not doing God's will, and he's not going to get God's goodness. Uparsha achas nechdu betor lo dionu vikurzeh. There's a pasuk in the Torah that tells you the secret of all the Torah. Pasuk in Zvarim says the Chinuch. What is Hashem asking from you? It's all l'tovlach. All the mitzvahs, everything that we're commanded, is so that Hashem could shower us with goodness. That's the whole purpose. So, with that background, says the Chinuch, next paragraph. Some people who do mitzvahs, what we would call shalo lishma. They do it for the schar. Because they know, I'm going to get goodness for this. And that's fine. That's a level of asek b'mitzvahs, says the Chinuch. They'll go into Olam Haba. They're getting Gan Eden. If a person does mitzvahs purely for the schar, that's fine. That's a level of Avodas Hashem. Obviously, that's not the highest level. Some people, though, have a more pure heart. And they realize that keeping the Torah and doing mitzvahs is what perfects me as a person and what makes me closer to Hashem. And forget the schar. Right, the famous story of the Gra. The Gra sends somebody to go buy him an esrog, and finally he finds in a far off land, he finds an esrog, but the guy says, I'm only going to sell it to you if I get the schar of the Gra for this mitzvah. Because he was buying it for the Gra. The guy didn't know whether he wanted, he should sell it or not. He says, what can I do? There's only esrog I can find. So he brings it back to the Gra. So he gives it back to the Gra. He's looking a little sheepishly. The Gra's like, what's the matter? What's the matter? So he says, well, this is the only esrog I could find, but I had to sell your schar for it, for the mitzvah. And the Gra starts celebrating and dancing. He's like, what are you so happy about? He says, all my life, I never realized if I was ever doing a mitzvah purely lishma, purely to get close to Hashem, I finally have the chance and I'm not going to dance. I know this mitzvah is purely for the mitzvah. Nothing to do with the schar. And now I shouldn't dance? The girl was so happy that he could finally vadai do the mitzvah in that case. But these are the different levels of osei b'mitzvahs, shalol lishma or lishma. Right after all, the Mishnah says in Perkei Avos, right out to first parak, out to you avadim, hamshamshan es rav, amras l'kabal pras, and l'shalom amras l'kabal pras. That's the Mishnah in Perkei Avos says Antigonus. Right, that's the highest level of doing mitzvahs. There's a big discussion. You can look in the Anaf Eitz Avos. We'll see at the end if we have time. We'll read some of the examples where he talks about why there's so many cases in the Gemara which talk about doing mitzvahs for schar. Right, so there's a couple of okay. I'm going to go sit there because one of the Amoraim was too exhausted to learn. So he said, you know what? I'm just going to go to the Beis Medrash so I could stand up a little bit whenever Rabbanim passed me and I could get schar for that. I thought you don't do it for the schar. So Rav Avos, Rav Avadya talks about it in his commentary on that Mishnah. Hopefully we'll get back to it at the end if we have time. But anyway, here's the Mishkan right here. Umeyat, the next paragraph. Bios hanachas daitenu al zeh binyan mitzvos baruchu. So if, as we've just said, all mitzvahs are for our good, so Beis HaMikdash is the same. T'chayev osana lomar, ki binyan habayis l'Hashem yisbarach, it's all for Hashem. Fa'aso seinu bat tfilos v'karbanos elav, and our acting in there is tfila and karbanos. Interesting, he says tefilos. Good. Did we daven in the Beis HaMikdash? There's been karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. Was it the ultimate shul? So he says, Beferish, I said about tefilos, the karbanos elav. Hakol lahachir alavavos lavodasu yisala. It's all to get our hearts ready. Lo mihi yoso tzarech lasheves bein hanashim v'lavo b'tzel karasam v'imarzi levanon yivnu avrosim. Right, not that Hashem should have a place to be with us. No, because you can't build a house big enough for him. Af ki abayis asher banu b'nei adam tzarech kvodo chalila. He doesn't need it. Halo yiduim advar mubururim shakol lehechsher guvoseinu. Everything's for us. Here's the line. Ki agufos yuchsheru ayde apulos. Right, that's the chinuch. Achrei apulos nimshachos alavavos. We are influenced by the actions that we do. Uberabos hapeulos atovos. The more good we do, verov hasmadasan machsheves halev mitaharos mislabros mizdakakos. Our heart becomes purified and whitened. Vashem chafetz betovashan shalpias. And Hashem wants good for us. You know what He tells us to do? Build a place which is going to be inspiring for you. Build a place where you're going to feel holy. Build a place where you're going to see people that are so close to me. And that's going to inspire you. That's why I want you to build the Beis HaMikdash for you. So you have such a place to go to. So you have this. We're going to mention it tomorrow night, Wednesday night in the Parsha Shir. A connected idea. Keep it in mind. Why did Hashem pick that spot? Either because it's the center of the universe, whatever that means, God knows, Emsoas ha'olam b'kivun, that spot is the center of the universe. For ha'emsoas nivchar min aksavos, in the middle is always better than the extremes. Omen atam sheyibarachu yodeo yodea, or for whatever reason that Hashem decided that Har HaMoriah should be the spot. Why should be this? That's the spot, right? The Rambam says in Avoda, that spot where the Mizbeach was, that's where Adam gave a carbon, and that's where Noach gave a carbon, and that's where Yitzchak was hooked up as a carbon, and that's the exact spot where David HaMelech bought it, right there. So why that spot? Either it's the center of the universe, or it is a different reason that Hashem knows. If we go there, we will be influenced, and we will be affected by it. Again, skipping a couple of lines now. The next paragraph, he says, again, we don't have time to read the whole thing. He quotes the Ramban on this week's Parsha. When we talk about Karbanos, the Ramban in this week's Parsha discusses that we are supposed to feel that we are the Karban. And it's all about a message for us. Skipping a couple of paragraphs though now, says the part of this, again, we're going to do in a Parsha Shir, so I'm not going to do it right now, but if you look at the next page, in Dibur Maskil, Karban Lazaz, Ubechilak Chilaka Karbanos, Ubeinyan Chilaka Karbanos, says the Chinuch, Shbishchitasan, Ubematanas Adam, there are so many details of Kachim, how many times you sprinkle the blood, and where do you shecht, and what do the Kohanim do, so many details, and it's minutia, says the Chinuch, everything has so much symbolism, we might not realize, we might not be able to get to the full understanding of every detail. Chazal did a lot of them. Why does a sota bring a barley carbon because she acted like a maisa behema? Why is this? Why is that? There are examples that he gives, but we should know that every detail, a mitzora has to bring birds, because birds also like, right? They're talking the whole day, the birds, just like somebody speaks Lashon Hara is talking the whole day. So the Chazal picked up on a few details, but we have to realize that every single detail of Karbanos is something that we can learn from, and we just have to dedicate ourselves more in order to be inspired by it. Okay, let's continue to the next paragraph. Midini HaMitzvah. And obviously, please feel free to read the chinuch that we skipped. Let's go to the Dini HaMitzvah. Midini HaMitzvah. Masha Amru Zechronon Levracha. Shekodim Shenivna Abayis B'Yushalayim Hayim Akrivin Karbanos B'Sharim Mekomoseihen. Before there was a Beis HaMikdash, they gave Karbanos elsewhere. The Mishnah is alluding to, the Mishnah in Zvachim Daf Kuf Yud Beis says, there were six stages of halachic history regarding Karbanos. The Minchas Chinuch, back in Os Aleph, says, every stage was a Mitzvah Aseh of Asuli Mikdash. Stage one was pre-Mishkan. Before the Mishkan, right, the Avos, before the Mishkan was built, that was stage one. You could bring a carbon wherever you wanted. Once the Mishkan was built, that was the first stage of Asuli Mikdash. They fulfilled it. Asuli Mikdash, right then. After that, when they went into Eretz Yisrael, Gilgal, the first 14 years, no Mishkan. They built carbonus wherever they wanted. After that, they built Shiloh, 369 years. Shiloh was a kiyum of Asuli Mikdash, says the Minchas Chinuch in Os Aleph. After Shiloh was destroyed, there were a number of years where there was no Aron. The Aron was by the Plishtim. Nov and Givon. No Aron, no Kedusha, Karbanos, wherever you want. Finally, David HaMelech brings the Aron back. For Usli Mikdash, he builds the base of Mikdash. But the Mishkan, whatever it was, and the Mikdash, that's all included in the mitzvah. And Meheri Yibana base of Mikdash, third base of Mikdash will be the ultimate Va'asuli Mikdash fulfillment of this mitzvah. There is a fascinating machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos and the Rambam. Have you ever heard the Machlokas? It's fascinating. Rashi and Tosfos in Maseches Sukkah on Daf Mem Aleph both hold that the third Beis HaMikdash is not going to be built by us. It's going to come down from Shamayim ready-made. That's what Rashi and Tosfos both say on Daf Mem Aleph. Hani mili binyan abonu bidei adam. Avo mikdash ha'asid banuy umeshuchlal yigale v'yavo min ha'shamayim. Shenemar, pasuk we see every morning. Mikdash Hashem konnu yadecha. Hashem built the base of Mikdash. Is building by Ishli. It's going to go down like the kindergarten medrash that we all learn. Every mitzvah is another brick. So maybe we're building it, but Hashem's going to, it's already being built upstairs. It's going to come fly down. That's Rashi and Tosfos right here. And it's even alluded to, in Nachem. Nachem, the special tefillah, one of the four brachas we only say once a year, even in Eretz Yisrael, right? Only the four brachas that we only say once a year. Even in Chutz La'aretz, right? Achilas Matzah, you say twice in Chutz La'aretz. But Nachem, the bracha on Tisha B'Av, one of the four brachas we only say once a year, we say in there, Ki ata Hashem bo'esh hitzata. Hashem, you destroyed the Beis HaMikdash with fire. U'ba'esh ata asid livnosa. And in fire, you, Ba'asid, are going to bring it down. Sounds pretty clear that you're going to bring it down. That's Rashi and Tosfos. It's hinted to in Nachem. Who argues? The Rambam. The Rambam's clear. The Rambam in Hilchos Malachim says one of the things that the Melech HaMashiach is going to do. Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Aleph. HaMelech HaMashiach Asid Lamod Ula Hachzer Malchus Davel Yoshna Ubone Mikdash Umekabes Nitchei Yisrael. Mashiach's going to build the base of Mikdash. Machlokas Rashi Tosfos versus the Rambam. Right, that is the... So according to Rashi and Tosfos, what, there's not going to be a mitzvah. Vasli Mikdash is finished. Next time Hashem is going to do it. Ask the Aruch Lener, it can't be. It can't. Aruch Lener on Sukkah over there. The Aruch Lener asks, what are we daven for all the time? Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash. Yibana is already built. Meheri Yigala Beis HaMikdash, we should say. Uvenei Yerushalayim. Uvenei, right? It says Meheri Yigala. The Gemara says, oh, Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara, it's wrong. It should say Meheri Yigala Beis HaMikdash. Says the Aruch Lener, you have to say that really there's no Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Really, we're going to build it. But what does it mean? It's going to come down. The neshama, the Beis HaMikdash Shalmala, is going to come down. Beis HaMikdash Shalmata, we're going to build. The Beis HaMikdash Shalmala is going to come down, just like a neshama in the guf. That's what the Aruch Laner says. Beautiful Aruch Laner in Sukkah Daf Mem Aleph. The problem is it doesn't sound that way from Rashi and Tosfos. Sounds pretty clear that it's going to come down. So there's another way to get out of the problem. Another way to get out of the problem, so Achronim say, is that it's going to come down, but it's not going to be perfect. We're going to have to fix it a little bit. We're going to have to put on the doors. We're going to have to put up the gates. So it's basically going to be built, Rashi and Tosfos. We're going to have to fix it. Why? How do you know that? What do we say in davening every yontif? Vaharenu bivinyano, visamchenu bisikuno. Show us bivinyano. Show us, Hashem. It's built already. And be mesameachas besikuno, but that we're going to take part in. It's tikkun. We're going to fix it. The last final touches we're going to put on it. So that's the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos related to the binyan shlishi discussion whether it's going to come down from Shemayim or it's going to be built by us. In Os Hey, the Menachas Chinuf discusses whether you're allowed to build a Beis HaMikdash at night. L'chadchila not. We only build it by day. But if you build it at night, but the Eved, he said it would be kosher. It would be okay. The last issue I just wanted to bring up was, go all the way at the end of the chinuch, the noheges mitzvah zu, bizman she rov Yisrael ad masan, the mitzvah applies when rov Yisrael are on in Eretz Yisrael, vizu himina mitzvah she'ina mutalas ala yachid, ki imala tzibur kulan, this mitzvah is not on the yachid, it's only on the tzibur, kishe yibane habayis b'mheira v'yameinu yizkai mitzvah zaseh. So he's saying we're going to be mekayim the mitzvah, maybe he's holding like the Rambam. Not like Rashi and Tosfos. But l'chor, Rashi and Tosfos have to say we're going to be Mekayim it also, so you have to give one of the other answers. A huge discussion, which we're just going to mention now in the Achronim, is, what based on the Rishonim already, what about building a shul? Is building a shul at least a partial fulfillment of the Asuli Mikdash? Is it? Is it a Mitzvah Daraisa? Is it a Kiyam Daraisa? Is it a Kiyam Darabanan? You have a lot of halachas that apply to Beis HaMikdash, and the discussion in the Rishonim is, does it apply to a shul? What about destroying part of a shul? Is that the same Isser as just like the Isser Netitsa of a stone of the Beis HaMikdash? What about having trees near a shul? Trees in the Beis HaMikdash. There are many different discussions in the postgame. You can look it up, Rabbi Taubes in his Sefer. So if I see fame, he has a discussion about building a shul. Just to mention one more source, Ramosha's yard site, Ramosha's 25th yard site is this Shabbos. So I just wanted to mention one tshuva, if I could find it here. In Yechosha Mishpat, Chelik Beis Simin Membeis, he was asked by a Rav, Chaf Alef Kislev, Tavshin Chaf, 1960. They have enough money in a neighborhood to either build a shul or build a mikvah. Which do you build? That was the Shiloh that was asked Rav Moshe. So Rav Moshe says, a mikvah. Build a mikvah. Even though there's a mikvah 40 minutes away and the women can walk, Rav Moshe says, that's not called here. And it's more important, building a mikvah is a mitzvah daraisa. So the Raisa, he should be mitar himself a bylaw, a shul. Okay, shul is important, but you can daven in a house. You can't go to mikveh in a bathtub. Right? So says Rav Moshe, if you only have enough money to do one, work on a mikveh first. That's Rav Moshe in Chosha Mishpat Chelek Aleph Simin Mem Beis. Okay, there's a lot here. Building a shul, building the base of Mikdash, Meheber Yibana. However, we'll accept whoever's right. Hashem should just bring it down. Either bring it down, we'll build it. Whatever Hashem says, we'll accept. Rashi, Tosas, Rambam, whatever the pshat is. We just want to bring it. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue Parshas Truma tomorrow.